Hi, I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy8. After years of making ads for a living and teaching students how to do it, I realized that the questions and creative process that I used at work could help more than make brands great. So this is a creative brainstorming workshop in less than 15 minutes where I help people get their greatness on. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Showy8. I'm Megan Raymond, and today we have our friend Mike here on the phone with us. Say hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So to remind everyone, this is a brainstorming session where we readdress a mindset to work through a creative block. Brainstorming isn't just about coming up with ideas. The step before that is asking guided questions to create context, which can show where patterns are. Those patterns help you see ideas. This is a common technique used in advertising to come up with ideas on how to sell products to consumers. So I'm just using that technique here. But Mike, before we get into the brainstorming session, let's get to know you a little bit better. Sure. What do you do for a living?
I am a consultant, and I work for a technology company based out of Silicon Valley. You know, my company sells a lot of products. I'm specifically in the marketing space or digital experience space. So what I do specifically is once a product is sold, they become over to, most of the time, my portfolio in consulting and services, and we either implement the technology or as they become clients of ours, once they have technology implemented, we help them grow and optimize that technology.
All right. And if you had to describe your personality in three words or phrases, what would they be?
I am very curious. Mm-hmm. I am adventurous. And I find myself humorous.
What does curious mean?
I need to know the answers to everything. So mm-hmm. I want to know things like, why is that light switch there? Where does that light mm-hmm. switch go? What does it do? Who put it in?
And what kind of are you and why? Like a builder, a doer, a creator, or whatever?
You know, I'm a seeker. I like things that are exciting and interesting. And this spans people, experiences, food, cultures, travel. I just want to seek out and experience as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the big question is, what is your creative block?
I started out my career in a highly creative field, and then I got away from it. And I have been wanting to get way back to that, being around more creative process, more people. And now I'm at this point where I'm like, how do I go from a very analytical, data-driven job and mm-hmm. take that experience and go to a field that is much more creative, that could actually use data and analytics?
Mm-hmm. And when we had spoken on the phone before recording today's show, you had also mentioned that you had always had a dream of working in the entertainment industry.
I did. Mm-hmm. And I just have this fascination with not so much the celebrity side of entertainment, but how do you make content? I like the business side of it, of being able to create something within that field, because you're also surrounded by incredibly creative people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just highly interested in it.
What has stopped you from pursuing working in the entertainment industry or being in this kind of creative environment before in the past?
You know, I got caught up in the machine, and I'd say corporate machine, which can be very beneficial, and it was for me, where at one point in my career, I got offered an opportunity to go and take on something much more senior, and that came with title and money and, quite frankly, power. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that to use it negatively, but I was in control and I got to make all the decisions. And mm-hmm. the further I got along, I was good at it. But the further I let this dream of working in entertainment or being much more involved with the creative teams and in the creative process just got farther and farther away. And then I would get promoted. I'd get more money and the cycle would go. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, you find yourself getting a little bit older and you're going, okay, wow, my runway is a lot shorter than it mm-hmm. ever was before.
So you were never able to create the time or the bandwidth to be able to develop these kind of relationships in the entertainment industry or other creative entities like this.
Yeah,
as much as you would have liked.
Yeah, okay. I think it was that. And the other thing I'll say, too, is I probably made assumptions I shouldn't have that, you know, about how you, you know, are able to get into that business and what it takes and the right type of personality. And I just never thought of really picking up the phone and calling someone or getting to know people. I figured that was just an area I wasn't familiar with. So I a little bit of that get in the way, which I wish I wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what talents do you have that you think you could put towards this goal that you want to accomplish?
Well, I have a lot of business experience. I know how to successfully take something from start to finish and get large teams of people focused on where we're going. I'm ambitious.
That's important.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it is. You're right. You're right. Because everybody's got their own ideas. And I certainly applaud individual thinking. But I think if you can get people to see where we're going, I am able to do it. And I've done it many times before. You know, I'm ambitious. I'm open to feedback. I do have a ton of creative thoughts. I wouldn't consider myself a creative person at work. Maybe, you know, in my personal life. And, you know, I for the most part, think everything can be solved. And with humor, you know, and having fun, I think you can come up with ideas that can solve any problem.
It sounds like you're a creative thinker.
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you think would directly benefit from you accomplishing this dream?
I think if I got to my bullseye and worked you know, for a movie studio or a television production or one of the streamers, but I can bring a perspective in being able to, you know, get over obstacles very quickly, identify that end state. And then honestly, I get stuff done. I am known for like, give it to Mike, he'll take care of it. So I'm resourceful. And as I said earlier, I don't really let obstacles get in my way. I get more challenged by it. So I would bring that drive, you know, to wherever I go next.
So it sounds like a lot of people would benefit from it.
Everybody would, Megan. Everybody would benefit from having me.
Everybody benefits.
No, but yeah.
How would you feel? How would you feel if you accomplished this?
I would feel so good that I tried and at least I knew versus wondering what if, especially if it were within entertainment.
So what's happening either in your life or the world around you that makes you want to focus on doing this now?
I feel better than I ever have. I feel more confident in myself and my skills than I ever have. I also have had a lot of ups and downs in life and career, and I've somehow reached this point where I think the ups and the downs are balanced. And I've learned from all of those in the past, and I find myself in a much more calmer position. I'm finding myself more balanced. So, yeah.
You sound open.
Yeah. I feel that way. I feel that way. Yeah.
Well, I have feedback for you.
Please, I'm ready.
And it's based on the questions and the answers that the audience just heard, which helps create context around your creative block. That context can help establish the relationship between yourself, your creative block, and the environment you're in. Once we see that, it's easier to start seeing possible solutions. So it sounds like you've had a long-time dream of working in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry, and you feel like a lot of your current skills could translate to that business, but you've never been able to pursue it seriously or consistently because life always got in the way, and now it feels so dreamlike that you're questioning, could it ever really happen?
That is exactly right, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But you said something very important. You said, I'm wondering what if. When you use the words what if, that creates an opening for possibility. So my question to you is, if this has always felt like a dream, what if you kept it in the realm of enjoying a dream instead of the seriousness of pursuing a job? What do I mean? You've pursued a career before, but have you ever pursued a dream? You already know that job hunting is work, but what if dream hunting is supposed to be fun?
I like that. No, I like that. I like that because it reframes it, right?
So the first thing you have to do is wrap your head around what could this realized dream actually look like? Do you really have to end up with a full-time job with benefits working for a company in L.A.? That's the first thing to wrap your head around with.
Sure.
Wrap your head around. And then the second thing is to open yourself up to more possibility. I have an exercise for you.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm writing it down, actually. Yeah.
It's called Play What If. Okay. Like, for instance, what if you could ask someone in Hollywood one question? What would it be? What if you could send fan mail to someone you admire? What would you say? For instance, maybe you read how an agent negotiated talent for a movie, or how a producer negotiated something for a show, and you wanted to compliment them on their business acumen. What if you could pitch a show? What would it be, and who would you send it to? What if you could send letters to editors of publications that cover the people and topics you're interested in and give positive feedback and insight? And my last one, what if you could have lunch with someone who's been an extra in a lot of TV shows or movies, or interview people who walk the dogs as celebrities? Now, these are just thought starters, but the idea is to play and dream so you can open yourself up to possibilities. And the reason I'm suggesting this exercise is because you already described yourself as someone who has all the personality traits it takes to pursue a dream. You're ambitious, you're willing to listen, you're a creative thinker, you're humorous, you're a problem solver, and most of all, you're curious. The idea is to enjoy the pursuit of trying to connect with people in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry because it's fun, not because you have to have a job. As you know, having a career, especially in Hollywood, is based on building relationships. Maybe you can at least have fun getting to connect with some of these people. And if you could dream and play consistently, who knows if somehow it could lead to a business relationship. And maybe you won't end up working in LA or working in Hollywood, but maybe you can end up working with Hollywood. And that's what I have for you.
I like it. Do you want me to give you feedback?
I want to hear it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I think I used this word a couple minutes ago. It's you reframed it from work and a job and focusing on the end result and took away, you know, the concern and fear and worry and all that comes with that. And just said, you know, what if you just tried this? And I think that's probably what was blocking me years ago, because I was going to the, you know, not really the what ifs, but what if this doesn't work? What if I can't? What if? And I think this, the idea of stopping at after the if, allows a lot more possibility. So I do like that.
Well, and also, don't you think it's curious that you've been able to pursue such a successful career this whole time, and you never really did the what if with your current career?
Yeah, yes.
Or the what if it doesn't work? Like, you never did the what if it doesn't work out with your current career. You always said, I'm going to just make this work.
Yeah, yes. That's interesting. I've never even thought about applying to how I got to where I was, to where what interests me on top of what I do. So, yeah. No, it sounds like I got my work cut out for me.
It sounds like you have your fun cut out for you.
Well, actually, see, right there. All right, what are you going to be coaching me daily on this stuff? I like it, yeah.
You do?
Well, right. I do, because I have found, it's interesting, I have worked on reframing situations a lot in various situations, and I haven't thought about applying it here. Career has always been more rigid or more narrow. I really like it. It takes away the work. So I don't have my work at my fun cut out for me. I like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So your takeaway is you already know that job hunting means you have to work at it. So maybe that means dream hunting means you have to have fun with it.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. Well, because I love having fun. I you will never find me not seeking out fun. So, I love
it. All right. Well, good. So does that mean that you'd be willing to try out, test out this thinking and come back on the show and let us know what happened?
I would love to, because what I liked about your advice, too, is it felt like it was aligned to me and how I operate, and not a one-size-fits-all. So I'm going to try it. I really am.
All right. Great. Yeah. Well, if we don't have anything else to talk about, would you be willing to help me say goodbye to the audience?
I would. Absolutely. Goodbye, audience. Thanks for listening to me. And I look forward to coming back.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hope there was some creative problem-solving ideas you can use. I'm Megan Raymond, and thanks for listening to Showy 8. You can listen on iTunes, Google Play, and Showy8.com. And follow me on Instagram at Showy 8 Wise Words for your daily inspiration.